Hi, and welcome back to God News You Can Use. So glad to be back here again doing this in the new year. We sort of took a little bit of a hiatus at the end of 2021. If you're just hearing this maybe in recordings, going back and finding some of the recordings from past God News You Can Use podcasts, I want to let you know we are into January 2022 at the time of this recording, but it is full steam ahead with the good news provided by the Lord God Almighty Himself. You know, every single story that I do has some sort of tie-in to the goodness of God. Absolutely, because that is where the goodness comes from. That's where the goodness shines, and that's where the goodness continues to be. The world will throw so many things in your direction, chaos and evil and difficult times, and God is the opposite of that. All that stuff is confusing, but God is not the author of confusion. Before we get into story number one, I want to share a really awesome Charles Spurgeon quote with you. It's one of my new passions is to dig into these quotes every time I'm having one of those days, and you know what that is. So I think you'll enjoy this because it's kind of what our stories are about. He says here, "You will never glory in God till first of all God has killed your glorifying in yourself." The world likes to do that, don't they? They like to kind of point at themselves and say, look what I did. Yay. But we love to give all the glory to God here. And I know you do too. So let's get into story number one. I want to hearken back to last month when they had these series of devastating tornadoes that hit the Midwest and into some of the southern states as well. We're talking about Kentucky today. They probably got the worst of the damage for this particular round of tornado after tornado. And parents, grandparents, kids, they all had to scramble to keep themselves safe. They had to hide somewhere. They had to do something, get into a bathtub, a closet, the basement, whatever it was. And they only had seconds to do this. But one particular grandma that we're going to talk about here, this is where the story happens in Kentucky. She was babysitting a 15-month-old, her little guy, Caden, and a 3-month-old, Dallas. So young, so vulnerable, and so afraid must they all have been as grandma ran to the bathroom and put the kids in the bathtub. Her name is Clara. That bathroom and that bathtub actually were destroyed. The bathtub itself lifted from the ground, and almost like a Wizard of Oz movie, they actually found the bathtub eventually in the yard. Grandma was okay, but she couldn't find the babies. That's when emergency workers got there, and this is some actual live cam audio from the scene.
We need help. We got somebody under this debris in the bathtub.
We're looking for a 15-month-old.
329, we got to think a 15-month-old. Central, can you send us med center?
Hey, oh my God.
Good deal. She okay? What do we got?
That audio just shook me up the first time I heard it. It just chilled me to the bone as a mom myself and also as a grandmother. I've got 3 grandchildren. I'm thinking about how awful it must have been for Clara, the grandma, to wonder what had happened to her baby. She landed one place, the bathtub another. Were they still alive? Were they injured? But it turns out the children were just basically, there were scratches and bruises and that sort of thing when all was said and done. And that is the Lord God Almighty. As a matter of fact, as we head into Psalm 22:11, it says, "Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help." So the good word to come out of that one is be not far from the Lord. He is ever present, ever near. He will never leave you nor forsake you, but it also helps us to be in fellowship, to read His word, to prayer, to get with other believers and really sort of have that bond that you don't have with anybody else. You never know when you need to call on somebody for prayer. So we have a little bit more work to do in those areas, I think, as Americans. And listen, I'm the first one pointing at myself, saying it, because I know I've got some work to do there too. But when we're not far from the Lord, He is not far from us. Story number two, this one near and dear to my heart as my younger brother, Chris, who happens to be deaf, actually went to this school, the California School for the Deaf in Riverside, California. And he went there a long time ago, but this particular school made the headlines last football season because they had a winning season going on, undefeated, and they were going all the way to the playoffs. Now they did do that, and you're about to hear it in the sound bite I'm going to play for you. But what happened in the aftermath is that Kelly Clarkson got involved, and she decided to do something very nice for this particular school. Here we go.
They were undefeated until the division championship game for the first time in the school's nearly 70-year history. All of those wins were against hearing teams. Although the Cubs didn't end up winning the championship, they did something even more spectacular, winning the hearts of millions across the country. To make their accomplishments even more remarkable, The Cubs practice and play on this field, their home field, which has limited seating for fans, and according to players, bad lighting. And thanks to a very generous gift from Kelly Clarkson, the Dream Stadium is quickly becoming a reality.
We're giving your Booster Club $25,000.
High school principal Tammy Mitchell presented the check to the players during Kelly's show.
Building a new stadium and having the ability to have more people come here, play safe, play hard, play long, will be a tremendous help.
I love when the audience claps because we clap along. This is one of those that you just can't help but love. And of course, for the deaf football players, their hands in the air and they're giving all the glory to God in that by raising their hands up, and you sort of shake your fingers and that's how you say, wow, and I love it. So this is such a great story. I know that Kelly Clarkson is not only an amazingly talented singer, but she's got a big heart too. And that really shines here. As a matter of fact, let's go ahead and get into God's word. It does remind us it's good and it's fun to give. Proverbs 11, 24 and 25. One gives freely, yet grows all the richer. Another withholds what he should give and only suffers want. Whoever brings blessing will be enriched, and no one who waters will himself be watered. Good lesson in that, good word from God's word today on God News You Can Use. Oh yeah, story number three, we're not quite done. We're going to Colorado, and this is a great story here. You know, wintertime gets pretty cold wherever you live, but in Colorado in particular, it gets downright freezing and below freezing most times. So when three young children decided to stray from their apartment building and they saw a pond, looked frozen over, they thought, why not? Let's go out there and give it a go. Nope, the ice broke, and well, this is what happened.
We found a six-year-old girl, like they said, not conscious, not breathing.
Even before first responders arrived.
I was just looking out my window and saw a couple kids just walking on the ice pond. I just, like, a few seconds later, I just saw him fall in. Before I even realized that I was out there on the middle of the pond pulling two kids out, and that's when I fell in. There was a young man that threw us a rope, and he pulled us out.
Deputies, paramedics, and firefighters took over CPR.
I have kids of my own. I have an 8-year-old, and, you know, the whole time I was there, I was just kind of, you know, I didn't want somebody to lose their daughter.
We were back at the fire station talking about how brave she was, how great the officers did. And gosh, I hope if this happened to one of mine that somebody like her was close by.
Yeah, that was Dusty, the young lady you heard talking there. She's only 23 years old, and she got the first two children, as you heard, and then they got assistance from a teenage boy as well. All the kids coming together, and I say kids because they're so young, and helping these little ones out. And it's so great that it had sort of a happy ending there with the six-year-old finally breathing. That's how the clip starts. She wasn't breathing. She wasn't responsive. It ends with her actually breathing, and she's okay today, thanks to the very quick actions and the big heart of a 23-year-old who saw something out of her kitchen window. How beautiful is that? You know, when we have to kick into action, you never know when it's going to happen. There's this instinct inside of us, this strength, this inner strength, and this boldness, and this amazing, almost superpower comes out of you. And of course, I'm exaggerating a little bit with the superpower thing. But, you know, it's why mothers can lift cars off their babies. You know, it's just what God has done for us. And we read here in Psalm 37:39, the salvation of the righteous is from the Lord. He is their stronghold in the time of trouble. Amen and amen. And that wraps up God News You Can Use, the very first edition for a brand new year. We're back and we're so glad you're listening. I'm Corey Reynolds, your host, and that means a brand new podcast each and every Friday for the year. I hope you enjoy them. And if you do, like, share, follow on Facebook. Look for God News You Can Use. There's also a website to get caught up with the very first 5 podcasts at godnewsyoucanuse.com. And I always love to hear from you too. So just send it in on the website or message me on Facebook, and I'd love to respond to you. I'd love to know what you thought about the stories. God News You Can Use. Thanks for listening, and may the Lord bless you mightily until I see you again next Friday. Because the good news, God News You Can Use, is always happening.